This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis signed the law today abolishing the death penalty. Polis also commuted the sentences of the three men on death row to life without parole. Colorado is the 22nd state to end capital punishment. The bill was supported by most Democrats and a handful of Republicans in the legislature. Mayor Michael Hancock has issued a stay-at-home order for Denver residents starting tomorrow evening at 5 and it'll last through April 10th. Hancock says the top priority is keeping hospitals from becoming overwhelmed.
If you're not on the essential list, if you're not making a run to the grocery store or to get something that's essential for you and your family during this time, we ask you to stay home.
Hancock says officials will monitor public spaces for groups not practicing social distancing. Liquor stores and marijuana shops must follow strict physical distancing and disinfecting orders to remain open. Earlier, the mayor had erroneously said that those businesses had to close. CSU students are returning from spring break to virtual classes this week. Spokeswoman Lori Lynn says the Fort Collins campus is providing mental health counseling and other services over the phone.
That's just one example of how we are trying to make sure we're able to engage our students and provide the services and assistance they need.
A CSU worker in her 30s tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. It is 45 degrees with light rain in Grand Junction and 55, mostly cloudy for Denver. This is CPR News.